Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Up next, the All-American High School Film Festival is the nation's largest independent film festival for teenage filmmakers and photographers. The festival is the brainchild of filmmaker Andrew Jenks, who began developing the idea when he was in high school himself. The festival invites high school students from all across the country to submit pieces in a wide array of categories: comedy, drama, broadcast journalism, documentary. This week of film screenings culminates in a red carpet award ceremony honoring each year's standout submissions to the festival. That award show, the Teen Indie Awards, will be held this Sunday, October 13th at the King's Theater. Joining us now is the award show host and the festival's co-founder, Andrew Jenks, whose voice you may recognize from his excellent podcast, What Really Happened. Andrew, nice to speak with you.
Hey there. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So when you co-founded this back in 2013, what was the initial goal of the festival?
The festival, in a lot of ways, started back when I was in high school, where I wanted to have there was not really a high school film festival out there. There were some, but they were always affiliated with larger festivals. And so I asked my English teacher at the time if he would sort of oversee a high school film festival. And this was in our local public high school about an hour north of the city. And so we showed a few short films that pretty much me and my high school friends had made. And then the next year, a few more schools were involved. And then I went off to college, and my teacher kept doing the festival, and it just grew and grew. And then, about 6 years ago, we sat down and thought, there doesn't seem to be anything like this. What if we really scaled this out and made it for filmmakers, student filmmakers around the country? And then we just thought, why not the world? And it sort of just kind of took on a form of its own, really because of the quality of the high school films that we were receiving.
And I have to say, the festival has some pretty star-studded panel of judges: John Legend, John Oliver, Kristen Stewart, among those participating this year. What is really exciting to you about the festival this year? What's interesting and new in the lineup?
What I found, which might sound a little cheesy or too earnest or something, is it's pretty extraordinary for instance, one of the judges is Dylan McDermott, who's a pretty well-known actor, and I sent him one of the films, and he emailed back saying, we were in person, he said, I really like that one short film that you recently made. And I said, oh, I didn't make that. That was one of the high school filmmakers. And they're just, you really don't notice, you wouldn't ever know that these were made by high school kids. They really are filmmakers in their own right. And the surprise that I always come back to is, every year that I'm surprised by, is just how humble they are. And a lot of times the cool thing is that these students aren't necessarily like the popular kids in high school.
Right.
And so I remember I had this one conversation last year with a student, and I was like, how's the weekend going? And he said, my movie just played at the AMC theaters in Times Square in a sold out movie theater. I'm about to walk down the red carpet and have my picture taken. My parents are here. Maybe I will win something, maybe I won't. I just got back from a college fair where these different colleges that I didn't know of are interested in me attending. And maybe kids will be picking on me again on Monday, but they can't take this away. And I was like, damn, that's what this is about. So they're all really talented, but they're also humble, which is just refreshing.
Okay, you just broke my heart a little bit.
Right? That story is just like,
in the best way, you just
okay,
broke
good.
My heart a little bit. I only have a few minutes left. I'm curious if you're seeing any common themes. What's on kids' minds these days, and how are they expressing it in their art?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, it's interesting because, whenever there's a Wes Anderson film out, the next year we will see a lot of films that look just like a Wes Anderson movie, which is just something that I've always found interesting. There's always been a common theme the last couple years about bullying, which is always done in a smart, clever, sometimes funny way. So I'll watch the film. They're all short films. I'll watch between 5 and 20 minutes, and I'll watch it, and I'll be laughing, or I'll be or upset, or what have you, and I won't realize until the end, oh, wow, that was really a movie about bullying. And that was, again, the case this year where, again, it's not like a PSA. They don't hit you over the head with it, but that's kind of what they're speaking to. And then there was a couple films this year that were really great that we'll be playing on Saturday that were about essentially gun reform, which I thought was interesting because that is a tough topic to handle no matter what your experience is. And a few of the students really pulled it off in a graceful way.
I mentioned this award show. I don't mean to be crass, but what do they win?
So we've given out over six years, we've given out over $2 million in scholarships and prizes. So we'll give out scholarships, full rides to certain universities. You can win anything from cameras to editing software. And so we've had other things set up where you have the chance to shoot a pilot for IMAX or for other companies out there that we partner with. So listen, if I were 17 or 18, it's pretty cool. It's a cool opportunity.
So if listeners are interested and they're thinking, one, I'd like to either buy tickets to see films, let's start there.
Yeah, just go to, it's at the AMC Theaters in Times Square, mostly on Saturday. Saturday evening from 6 to 8, and from 8 to 10, we have Best of Fest, which are screenings of some of our best films. And you can get tickets in advance if you want at hsfilmfest.com, or just show up. Although the Best of Fest tends to get sold out pretty quickly.
It is the All-American High School Film Festival, the Teen Indie Awards. Andrew Jenks, thanks for making time for us today.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
That is our show, everybody. Thank you for listening to all of it. Join us weekdays at noon on WNYC. In the meantime, come on over and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at all of it WNYC. And if you missed a segment or two this week, catch our podcast available on your podcast platform of choice. All of It is produced by Megan Ryan, Rosie Guerin, Catherine Millsup, Ursula Summer, Simon Close, Jordan Loft, Zach Cohn, Pilar Belendez-Deshay. Our intern is Matt Klausner. Matt Miranda is our fabulous engineer. Luscious Jackson does our theme music. I'm Allison Stewart. Thanks for listening. I'll meet you back here next time.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.